line here. Yeah, that's right. Okay, let me make sure I get my screen shared here. Last time it wasn't shared properly, because it keeps saying there's too many moving parts here. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we should be good to go. Let me just check. Yeah, I think so. Okay. So hopefully, yeah. All right. So we are here. Great. I haven't done this in a while. Okay. With the start of the video, the title is Australia and UK Safer to Invest Long Term. When I show you these charts, you probably think yes is the answer. Okay. So let me get where we're at with the markets right now. Okay, here's Yahoo. And currently, everything is either up slightly with the NASDAQ leading the way. The Russell's also up there quite a bit too. Crude oil up 0.5%. Gold down. Euro down. Bonds down. Deep too. Mixed on the USD. You can see here how bad Bitcoin is. And there's the other one. And Nikkei's down, but good. FTSE's up, the UK. So let me show you the charts. All right, so why do I see this? Australia, USD, long, three of them right out of the gate. Australia's been leading the way for a while. Same with Australia and Canada as well. Germany, the UK, German bonds are good. We have a long here on the UK 100. Funny enough, that's what I'm thinking. Is it better to be in both those countries, UK and Australia? British pound is weak. I didn't say anything about the British pound. And then we get into the yen, USD yen. Got three shorts there. And I also mentioned that maybe the Swiss franc's going up, and it's now down. And this is why I don't like Forex, because of all these unpredictable moves. Gold and Swiss franc is down, so it's weakened. Silver and everything except for silver and Singapore is up. Again, more longs here, Australia, Canada. Three of those. Four. And then you get Australia, Hong Kong. Long. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, this is why Australia is starting to prove itself. You got some longs there. More longs with Australia USD. So Australia is definitely a place to be. They talk about China. 50, it did move nice back in May 25th, starting to drift back. You'd think that this, by the looks of these kind of moves, is kind of artificial, right? Decline, that's a China 50. I just said Euro Canadian dead, Euro CHF has some longs. These are safe haven calls, I would think. Euro pound's got a long, Euro Hong Kong. So it's a European Japanese yen short there. Talked about Euro USD, it's in range bound. Forget that, that's no longer. As I said with Germany, I don't know. Just don't like anything coming out of Euro anymore. There's no performance. It's been really range bound. There's definitely a holding pattern here. Got more British, Singapore shorts there. UK, 10-year bond, long. There's a second one there. UK 100, another long. So that's a round of two that were like that. Pound against the Australian dollars are short. Another short in the USD CHF. So back to Britain, it looks like the bonds are good. The stock is looking okay, except the pound itself. Hong Kong, USD Hong Kong. I just don't trust it. USD Japanese yen, shorts there. Australia, Canada, long. Again, more Germany. Two, three shorts on the Deutsche 30 on the stock there. The stocks overall are not looking good, with the NASDAQ showing two shorts. France, same thing. pound against the US dollar has a slight long, but it's classically range bound. If you want to know how to mean revert with a strategy with that, you're doing pretty good. Get short there. Pound against the Canadian has got a slight long. Pound against this the Swiss franc short. Here's some more longs they're calling for. Is the USD Canada, that's an oil trade right there. USD Japanese yen has a long, a short, which shouldn't be okay. Now gold in Canada, two shorts. Same with gold in Swiss franc. Here's an interesting one. Gold in pound, British pound's got a slight long. Shorts here with gold in Hong Kong, Japanese yen shorting. Another long here with New Zealand, Singapore short. Now, this is the important one I mentioned. Got a slight long there on the gold silver. So there is definitely downward pressure when you start to see this gold silver ratio along there with the euro gold, or sorry, silver and euro. Pretty good shorts there with silver and pound. Longs and a short. Okay, I'm going to move on from there. Okay, France again, another short. That's a French 40, another short. Euro 50 short. So the equity markets are not going to give you any form of performance. They're just going nowhere. Euro and pound. So we're in a very good score here. And yeah, it's just not looking pretty. Here's our one I used to watch. That's in a pretty bad shape. That euro in Norway. Two shorts there. We got a long euro Sweden, but I don't really pay a lot of attention to it. Two shorts there on the euro USD. More longs. One, two, a short. Three out of four German 10-year bond with a long. Then we got shorts here on three German 30 shorts. Not good. Japan 225 shorts there. So those stock markets are not looking good at all. Singapore 30's got a long, but don't count on it. More 10-year bond for the UK longs there. One, two, three, four. So three out of four are long. Two shorts for the NASDAQ. Oh boy. Okay. One mixed, one out of two for long with the 30-year US Treasury. Not good. INR, USD INR is a slight long there. A lot of these Eastern European countries are coming back, namely Hungary and Poland. Slight longs there with USD Thailand, or two out of three longs for Thailand, USD Thailand. Here, here we have some. Okay, so we have a short on the 2-year, long on the, that's 2-year bond for the US, 5-year slight long, and then a 10-year slight long there too. One, two, three. So we got three longs in the USD Canada. Boom. Let's see what else we got here. A short, another short on the USD Japanese yen. A short again, or short on the Australian USD. That's the first one I've seen. Two longs there on the Australian Japanese yen. So three out of three. Short there on the Canadian Japanese yen. Short and long on a Canadian CHF. Okay, we're moving to the good. So those are no good. So moving back into the commodity about regarding inflation, I personally think that inflation is cooling off. I said that for a while now. It's still in the play there when you look at copper. Copper has definitely cooled off. Natural gas really isn't much of a concern. Wheat in terms of commodity, agriculture, food, there's very little worry on the inflation there with corn. Same with corn, wheat, WTI oil, it's still moving on up. So that might be the only area where there might be some inflation, and platinum kind of going nowhere as well. Let me just see the BCO. So as it stands right now, I think Australia and maybe some UK bond might give you some leverage there. And again, you see the BCO, Brent crude. So that's all I can tell you. Other than that, what more can I tell you? Thanks for watching. Have a good day.